Pashat HaShavua, Pashat Vayetze. The Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Chorono. Lavin shebishvil Yaakov Avinu ze mod mod kashe, nora kashe. Yaakov Avinu is very comfortable staying in one place. Some people, they like to be mobile. They like to be going on trips. They're coming, they're going. You know, so tutzach, ze lo Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Yoshev Olim, is Ishtam. He doesn't need anything. He just wants to sit there alone with his books in his house. That's it. That's Yaakov. That's that teva shalo. Kol ha'ovois, each one had a different midah. Each one, there was something else that he personified because there was something else that was more him. Avram Avinu was Ish Chesed. Avram Avinu was out there. He was always coming in Orchim and he's doing seminars and, you know, all of the types of Achnosis, Kiru of Achnosis, Orchim, Kol Avram Avinu. Yitzchak was Yoter Avodah, was Yoter Tefillah. That was Yitzchak's Midah. That was something that Yitzchak Itchaber, and Yitzchak was, he perfected the Amud of Avoida. Yaakov was Amud of Torah. Yaakov just wanted to sit and learn. Zeh lo yoter. That was the thing that Yaakov personified and perfected, was the Midah of Torah. Yaitze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Yaakov is now on the run. He's a fugitive. Zeh mod kashe b'shvilo. Mah katuv b'pasuk? Vayifga b'mokom, is pasuk, the second pasuk in the parasha. Vayolen shom ki bo ha-shemesh. Vayifga b'mokom. Yaakov Avinu was poga. Now we know that one pshat Rashi brings is like, he didn't realize, he's startled that he got there. Like, how did I get here? Because he had what's called kfitzat aderech, which means that he got there before he was supposed to. But Rashi maybe od pasuk. Shepgi'a hu milashon tfilah. Pgi'a means, vayivka b'mokom means that Yaakov, you know, was mitpalel. And it's Yadua, Mashakatu be Gemara. The Gemara says, three avois, three tvilois. Avram Avinu tiken shachris, when he was maspalal ba'ad stoim. Yitzchak was misakin tvilas mincha, vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basod, and when he met Rivka, Yaakov over here is misakin tvilas arvis. Vayifga ba'mokoim, pgiyo is lashin tvila, yeshpo tvilat she Yaakov itpalel. What does it mean, lamakom? Hashem, Hashem is nikra makom. So yesh davar shetzrichim laavin, shetzrichim laavin. Kodem kol, why over here is Yaakov the one who's tiken tefilas arvis? V'lama lamakom? What is this called? Hashem is called makom. I would like to guide to for a moment to what we say in Uvol Tzion. It's very, very difficult to understand. This is the lashon that we say when we're davening in kedusha, in all kedusha. Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzivakos. Mole chalaretz kvoidoi. As efoy kvoidoi shel makom. Where is kvoidoi shel makom? Anyone? Mole chalaretz. It's everywhere. And then we continue. Kvoidoi mole olam. Mesharasav shoyalim zela ze. Aye, mikoyim kvoidoy. What does aye mean?
Where?
Well, we just said where it was a second ago, but it's not finished. Oh, baruch kvoid Hashem mim koymai. Oh, Hashem's kvoid is mim koymai. It's like something's going wrong over here. Kodesh, 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 mole kodesh kvoidoy. It's everywhere. Where is it? It's mim koymai. Makure, what's pshat on this? Okay, Rabbi Sekedei Lavin. I'm going to quote to you some of the thoughts from the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas or Pinchas Friedman. Some of my own thoughts. We'll start like this. Yaakov Avinu tiken tefilas arvis. Why is Yaakov tiken tefilas arvis b'miuchad arvis? Why was Yaakov darkness, night? Yaakov is tiken arvis because Yaakov is the one who went through the darkness of what we'll call the galut. Yaakov Avinu is the one, vayetze Yaakov mi'be'er Sheva. At this particular moment, Yaakov is going through difficult times. His brother wants to kill him. He has to run away from his father's house and all his money is stolen. He's hitting what seems to be tough times. He's begalut. And Yaakov's life, really, a lot of his life was tough times. As a matter of fact, even before Yaakov was born, Yaakov's going through tough times. Because in his mother's womb, his brother's already trying to kill him. And if it's not Esav, he's got to deal with Lavan. And if it's not Lavan, he's got to deal with the fact that his son, he thinks, is dead. If it's not that, he's got to deal with the fact that he ends up in Mitzrayim. Yaakov is constantly dealing with difficulty. And the Meshech Chochma points out, Yaakov, is nesnave balaylo, bachoyshech, lomo balaylo. Because Laila is a time of darkness. That's a time of difficulty. And Yaakov Avinu is the one that went through the most difficult times. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who is the strongest of the Avos, he's able to withstand all of that challenge. Yaakov tiken tfilas arvis. Arvis is a time when you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Lahagid, baboiker chasdecho, baboker. We see all the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is rosy, everything is bright, the sun is shining. Hakol tov. Lahagid, baboker chasdecho, ve'emunoscho baleilois. Baleilois, you don't see anything. And everything has to do with that you have to believe. Yaakov Avinu is tikkun tefilas arvis. Arvis is different. That's why when we say, right after, we say Shema. So in the morning, we say MS, Hashem Elokeichem, MS, MS, V'yatziv. At night, we say MS, V'emuna. Ki balayla, we need emuna. Because you don't see it. That's Yaakov Avinu is tikkun tefilas arvis. That's what it says. Rav Tali Mirupshitz says, "Emes ve'emuna is balayla ki tzrichim emuna." Yaakov is misakin that. Now, Rabbi, why was Yaakov mispala la'mokoim bimyuchad? So, if you look classically, the name mokoim is when a person is going through difficulty or tragedy or challenge. When a person is menachem avelim. He says, Nusach Ashkenaz, Hamokoim Yenachem Eschem Besoch Sha'avele Tzion V'Yerushalayim. Hamokoim. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mokoim, is used for Nichem Avelim. You're going through a difficult time in your life. Hamokoim Yenachem Eschem. When we speak about Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzora Uvashivya. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Nimtzaim Batzara. So who's going to help them? Amokoim yirachem aleihem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mokoim. Ma kavana? Kavana is when a person is in a situation where he feels he has no ground to stand on. He feels he has nothing holding him in place. He feels like he's just lost. He's lost. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekoimoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give him a place. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to stand him on his feet. You feel like I've got no place anymore in the world. I'm lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's taking care of us. He's Mokoimoy Shel Olam. You have a place here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Yaakov Avinu is Vayifka Bamokoim. He was Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beloshen Mokoim. Because Yaakov is feeling like I was by my father. I'm not by my father. I don't have any money. My brother wants to kill me. I got nothing. And he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a place. Let me feel like I belong somewhere. Let me feel like I have footing. I have something to stand on. That's the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Tefillah is b'makom. Rabbi, we understand that this world, things don't appear the way they really are. This world, sometimes we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. There's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the shame Havaya. Shame of Yud and Hey, Vov and Hey. That shame is really the ultimate shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't even say that shame in this world, because we can't be masig what that means. That is when everything comes together, when you have chesed and din and rachamim and all that, and when everything is clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when everything is Ashkocha. We can't say that, because for us, we have difficult times. And if you realize everything is Hashem, nothing is difficult. Everything is good. The Shem Havaya is, that's like Namala. We can relate to something called Mokoy, which is, even though it's difficult and it's hard, and we're feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to still take care of us. So listen to this. Tikkuni HaZoher, it says, if you take the gematria of the Shem Yudke Vavke, and you multiply it by itself, I'll explain to you. The Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud, and then Hey, Vav, and then Hey. Do Yud Pamim Yud is 100. Hey Pamim Hey is 25. Vav Pamim Vav is 36. Hey Pamim Hey. And you add up that gematria of each letter multiplied by itself, you get gematria of Mokoim. This is a Zoya, Rabbi. Tukune Zoya is Mokoim. So what's going on is as follows. Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzivokois, Mole Chol Ha'olam Kevoidoi. Hashem is everywhere. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't see that though. That's Havaya. That's Hashem Havaya. We can't even say that. So we ask, Aye Mikoim Kevoidoi. But we want to know where the Mokoim is. It's really the same thing, but it's hidden. It's a Hester. If after you have the Havaya, it keeps like spreading and spreading and spreading, then you get to Mokoy. But the truth is that really, every person's always in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's always with us. There's no difference if you're Gam Ki Eilech Begetz Al Moves. There's no difference if you're riding high on the top of the corporate ladder. It makes no difference if everything looks good or everything looks... It's all the same, but we don't see it that way. We see things differently. That's Mokoyman. Now, Rabbosai, we live in this world. So what gives us the koch? What gives us the strength to go through a tkufa when we're searching for mokoim? When we're looking for a place to be able to like feel that we belong? When we're in the galut? So listen to what we say the night of the Haggadah, the night of the Seder, the Leil Emunah. We say, Boruch HaMokoim. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Toiro Li'amo Yisrael. Baruch HaMokoim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Toiro Li'amo Yisrael. What does that mean? It means you want to be able to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoimcha. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to hold you in your place that you shouldn't fall. Baruch Shenosan Toiro Li'amo Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Until Yaakov Avinu, Ad Shabo Yaakov, Lo Haya Matzav Shel Choyshech, Avram, Yitzchak, they did not live the Choyshech of Yaakov Avinu. Ki Lo Haya Amud HaTorah. Yaakov, because he was the Yoshev Ohalim, because he was the one that had Torah, he was the one who was capable, Lisbol, to suffer or to be able to tolerate the galut. So we all go through in our own personal lives challenges. The Leil HaSeder is the Leil Emunah, supposed to give us chizik for every single person is going through his own mitzarim, his own tzaras, his own mitzrayim. So what's going to be give us the strength litgaber? A kesher to limud haTorah. Baruch Shenosan Torah Le'am Yisrael. Ad kama she'anachnu, as much as we are the tzetzaim, the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, ad kama she'anachnu mitchabrim, as much as we can connect ourselves to this, that we have a shaychus to Torah, we'll feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. We'll feel that we are connected to Mekoymai Shel Olam. That is what happens in this week's parasha. We speak about Yaakov Avinu, and he was himself, went through all of the darkness and the choshech, but he came out, Baruch Hashem, Yaakov Avinu, was able to overpower Saro Shel Esav. He was able to come out. It says that the morning came, right? Vayizrach HaShemesh, and Yaakov Avinu was victorious. Every single one of us has our own struggles with our own Yetzirahs. And Bezrat Hashem, Bezchut Limud HaTorah, and the schus of our own steiging in our own learning, we should be zoicha to come out of our own personal mitzrayim. We should be zoicha to uva letzion goel b'mheira b'yameinu.